From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
And now on Q News, it's time for a quick update from the Darling Downs Radio Club. Sunday the 10th of August, and I'm John, VK4JPM Club Secretary. A couple of important dates coming up. Tomorrow, Monday the 11th of August, is our regular monthly meeting night. And as I mentioned last week and in email, we're trying something a bit different. The meeting will be in Natter Night format with a minimal agenda and opportunity to have some round table discussions. We'll have Zoom active, meaning that if you're somewhere not near Toowoomba, you can still participate. And we're going to set up the system so that you're part of the round table. There'll be show and tell. Have you built or acquired something interesting recently? Do you have tips that might save work or turn on brain cells? What's happening on the bands that would get others excited? Do you need help with a project? All of this and more would be good topics, so think about it overnight and tomorrow, and then turn up at 1900. If you're coming in person, the meeting is at the Scouts HQ, located at 2 Victory Street in Newtown. That's the Toowoomba Newtown. Zoom credentials and all the info on the meeting is on our website at ddrci.org.au. And of course, the meeting is open to all. We might even throw in an honourable mention for the person connecting or driving from the greatest distance. Plus, we're going to allow some time if you have questions about our proposed rules update. Like many clubs, the rules haven't been reviewed for a while and much has changed. And this might be a comment for other clubs. We have the opportunity to address some clauses in the model rules that don't work well at all and fix the things that we can to make the club governance work better. Look, it's a pretty dry topic, but vitally important, and the motion will be coming up at the club's AGM on the 2nd of September. You can download the draft rules now from the website, and we'd love comments. Send to secretary at ddrci.org.au. If there are no comments, do we figure that you're happy with the proposal? Looking forward, on Sunday the 17th of August, that's next Sunday, it's both the RD contest and our first Bunnings sausage sizzle in over a decade. The money raised will go to support outreach, our own Zoom account, gear to televise meetings better, and some work we're doing in education and training. Come along to Bunnings North and buy a Sanger. Better yet, we'd appreciate a few more volleys to help with any part of the day that suits you. Again, an email to secretary at ddrci.org.au will help. And two other important things to do. If you haven't renewed your membership, then you're unfinancial. Renewal is easy with the new system, and you can get there from the homepage. Don't forget, if you've been unfinancial for 2 years or more, or if you're joining for the first time, we have a $20 special until the AGM, and that gets you a full year of membership before the rates go up. And the AGM will be on Tuesday the 2nd of September, which is a bit over 3 weeks. That's it for this week. All the above is on the website, or, well, you know how to get in touch. 73s from John, VK4JPM, and the Darling Downs Radio Club.
This is Q News from VK4WIA, coming to you from volunteer relay stations around Queensland, Australia, and the World Wide Web.
Redcliffe Radio Club Carboot Sale Update. Greetings from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, VK4RC. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. Our car boot sale will be at 9 a.m. on the 30th of August 2025 at our clubhouse at McFarlane Park in Kippering in the city of Redcliffe. As always, we'll clear out our shed and fill up our tables with all manner of interesting techno items for your perusal. Also, the VK4 QSL Bureau will have a table in the clubhouse. Come along and collect your QSL cards. So come along and have a good day out. For more information, go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au. Thank you, and 73s from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, VK4RC.
This is VK4WIA, and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres. 7.070 MHz at 9:30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix VK4FUQ.
Well, g'day from Townsville. This is Gavin, VK4ZZ, with news of a special event station to commemorate the 80th anniversary of victory in the Pacific and the end of hostilities in World War II. Members of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club Incorporated will be activating the Enoonba Historic World War II Bombing Site in Townsville, Australia. The number of portable HF single sideband stations on Sunday the 17th of August, coinciding with the Remembrance Day contest and the International Lighthouse Lightship Weekend. The operators will be on air from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Townsville time, that's 2200 to 0700 UTC, using club call sign Victor Kilo 4 Alpha Tango Victor on 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands. The Enoonba Historic World War II Bombing Site is activated each year for the AMNCW and Anzac Day event, as well as the bombing anniversary on the 29th of July. We hope to work you on Sunday the 17th of August. And from the Garrison City, this has been Gavin, VK4ZZ, for Q News.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it's relayed on 3605 kHz and 147 MHz at 7:30 p.m. on Mondays. I'm Bruce, VK4EHT.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It seems that one of the important things for many people is the capacity to identify themselves with something they find important. Clothing and other items are the classic ones that we find that are easily purchased at our usual street-level retailers. Of course, there are the special event souvenirs which mark a special level of exclusivity. Whether it's a brand of motor car, a favourite beverage, or membership of a group, the markings can serve to introduce people to others with the same interests. You might have guessed that I'm wondering why we see less merchandise, or merch in the current idiom, which identify we radio enthusiasts to each other and the wider community. I'm thinking both membership of our national body or local club in particular. Just because a retailer included a brand name baseball cap as a freebie doesn't quite have the same effect for me. When we get to enjoy a function related to ham activities, where registration is required, the norm is to receive a lanyard with a ticket and personal identification. When we rock up to a boot sale or similar, which has been promoted to the wider ham community, it is handy to have items to wear which identify us and our club, for instance. Just what things should we be using to demonstrate our belonging to a nerdy community? For many years ago, I have an enamelled badge in the shape of the WIA logo. It was a simple item to put on one's clothing and discreet enough to be worn at official-type events. There were baseball caps and cloth badges with the logo, and I have a club shirt with my name and call sign that you get to see at times on the video edition of WIA National News. Some clubs have organised T-shirts and caps, and no doubt there have and are many other items that we can access to show the flag. It seems that when we take part in events such as Jota Jotai, where most people are in uniform, a simple display of our allegiance is in keeping and shows a level of respect. So what is it that you would like to have? Should we have items to display on our vehicles too? Who should be coordinating the design and supply of these items? We now seem to depend on email for delivering what were once hard copy cards and certificates, and with the demise of the WIA bookshop, there has been lost a central point of contact to purchase physical items. I'm proud of my involvement with this recreation, and I believe that many others are similarly engaged. I feel that if we get our heads together, we can find ways of reintroducing goods which enhance our experience of amateur radio. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.